What kind of access to news and newspapers, news media, do people in, say, the Burnside Jail have?
So provincially, so they have a TV on the range. They get the Chronicle Herald, so the local paper, and I think sometimes Metro. So they wouldn't get something like Globe and Mail, but they get local papers, and they can listen to the radio. There's a TV, kind of a collective TV. So they're very, very, very up on the news. They're the ones that call me consistently with the news. They'll frequently call me and be like, oh, I was just listening to Democracy Now, and what do you think of Venezuela? You know, so they tend to be very, very well educated about what's happening. I'm very engaged with the news and very engaged with justice issues and what's happening. They have all of that knowledge. It's just that nobody kind of credits them with that or thinks that they know what's going on. Obviously, they don't have the internet, so stuff like that. They can't access the internet. They certainly can't publish that way. So they're cut off from things like that. But radios become very important, for example, because they really get the news off that. Newspapers become important. So in some ways, they're very old school, but they're very, very informed. I'm sort of constantly on my toes with that. They're always asking for books that they heard about on you know, whatever show, whatever they listen to, you know, book club on CBC, and then I heard about this book, can you look it up? And so what's disappointing about that is that when you have this thirst for knowledge in people and these capacities in people that have universally been written off. So I've had conversations with people, parole officers, where they refuse to believe me that the person can even read. And I'm like, this person has written entire essays. But, you know, so there's like one view of the person, which tends to be this institutional view, which is always the worst possible view, and which is the view of someone who's in the position of the oppressor, relating to the person that is powerless against them and drawing conclusions about that person. So if the person doesn't speak with them, they assume they're incapable rather than maybe the person's making a strategic decision not to speak to somebody who can make decisions about their life based on what they say, right? So you end up with how an institution sees somebody as violent, as not having intellectual capacities, as, you know, having no humanity, all these different things, and how you see that person over years, not just in one conversation, but over long periods of time, you see their capacities, and you see what they're capable of, and yet you see none of that being used or tapped into, or even being known that they have that ability, and then we wonder why people are in jail, right?
Right.
You wonder, how is it that these people who can read all these books, but then they tell me they have a grade 6 education.
Yeah.
So what happened there? You know, why is it that this person can be doing, you know, all these kind of acts of kindness to people around him, but I'm being told that that's a violent thug who's practically sociopathic, right? Because he had a gun. You know, it's there's this real just gap in the way that people are seeing it. It's not even a gap. I don't even know how to describe it, right? But that's what I constantly find, that you know, who people are and they're themselves as a human being does not exist at all in these institutions. And it's these very, so just like we said with the reporting, it's these very stark labels. And nobody sees those capacities, so it's okay to have those people behind bars because they're useless anyway and they're never going to contribute anything to society. And it might may sound like the most banal thing, but if those people, how many businessmen are behind bars, right? How many people that could be policy workers, how many people that could be great authors, like all of that is behind bars, and it's from people that, because they're poor, because they're indigenous, because they're black, because they struggle with mental illness, because they experience trauma, for all those reasons, they have just been discarded. And that's what the prison system is. It's really just a giant place where people are discarded.